This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Now, as for the actions of the heart, Imam Bukhari says, Bab, Hubbu, أو حبي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من الإيمان. Loving the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم is from إيمان. Where does the love take place? In the heart. صح? What did the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم say? لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون. Huh? Who can finish the hadith? حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده وولده والناس أجمعين. No one is a true believer. You're not a true believer until you love me more than your parents, your hoya and your abo, huh? And your children and everybody else. Naam, I was coming to that. Imam Bukhari chapter, Bab, min al-imani an yuhibba li akhi ma yuhibbu li nafsi. From iman is to love for yourself or you love for your brother. Or to love for your brother or you love for yourself. Naam. And then he brought the hadith. What was the hadith? لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه وما يحب لنفسه. Is that clear? Sure, yeah? So the iman is qawlun wa amalun yazidu wa yanqus. It increases and it also decreases. How does it increase? Bi ta'ati ar-Rahman. And how does it decrease? Bi ta'ati ash-shaytan. To be disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and being obedient to the shaytan. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says many ayat. Wa yazdad alladhina amanu imana. We will increase those who have believed in faith. وَزِدْنَاهُمْ هُدَىٰ. And we increase them in guidance. Many. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا. And when you recite the book to them, they increase in faith. And also that iman decreases. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, يَخْرُجُ مِنَ النَّارِ مَنْ كَانَ مَنْ قَالَ لَا إِلَهِ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَفِي قَلْبِهِ وَزْنُ شَعِيرَةٍ مِنْ إِيمَانٍ. Whoever says لا إله إلا الله, and he's put in the fire. Whoever says La ilaha, we know that the muhidun, those who have ma'asi and things like that, they might be put in the fire. Na'am, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to punish them, He'll punish them, otherwise He'll forgive them. Na'am, man qala La ilaha illallah wa fi qalbihi waznu sha'iratin min imanin kharaj minha. Or the hadith was, yakhruj min an-nari man qala La ilaha illallah wa fi qalbihi waznu sha'iratin min iman. Whoever has the size of sha'ir, which is bali, in his heart, and says La ilaha illallah, he will be taken out of the fire. Sooner or later, this person, no matter how many sins he has, if he does go in the fire, he's going to come out.
Does that show it decreases?
I'll show you right now. Waznu sha'iratin? Okay, طيب. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, يخرج من النار من قال لا إله إلا الله وفي قلبه وزن برة من الإيمان. The one that says لا إله إلا الله and he has in his heart iman that is the size of what? Burra, which is corn. طيب, this person will be taken out of the fire. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, يخرج من النار من كان في قلبه يخرج من النار من قال لا إله إلا الله في قلبه وزن ذرة من الإيمان. The one that says لا إله إلا الله and he has in his heart the size of what? Atom, like an ant. Which one is more smaller, the ant or the grain? It's a tight one, isn't it? Huh? The ant. No, this hadith shows you that the iman, what it differs, yatafadal. So the barley is bigger than what? The corn. And the corn is bigger than what? The atom. So each time it has decreased.
One could say the iman started off that way.
No, but these things are bigger than each other. Naam?
One could argue that. Of course, I'm not arguing with that. It was like that.
Like, what do you mean?
It was like that. The person with the iman of ant, who was the iman of ant, it was like that. But it is like clearly show that it's decreasing.
But we don't know that, do we? Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will judge by that. Can you see in your heart how much iman you have? No. Huh? Imam Bukhari, rahimahullah ta'ala, he chapter this hadith. Huh? زِيَادَةُ الْإِيمَانِ وَنُقْصَانِهِ The increasing of iman and also what? The decreasing of iman. فِقْهَ الْإِمَامُ الْبُخَارِي فِقْهُ الْإِمَامِ الْبُخَارِي فِي تَبْوِيبِهِ We know the Imam Bukhari, we know that his understanding is what in his chaptering. Sometimes he'll bring a hadith. Wallahi, because of that one chaptering, it'll give you great understanding. And this is why I said previously, what? Whoever memorizes Sahih al-Bukhari, Kitab al-Iman, and he memorizes the chapterings as well, a lot of things will become very clear to him. So what do we understand from this chaptering that I just mentioned to you? Huh? That it increases and decreases. I can look at the hadith without the chaptering, think, okay, people have iman at different levels, and that's it. But sometimes in detail, what? You find that the tabweeb of Imam al-Bukhari makes it very clear and it breaks it down for you. And then he also mentioned the ayah, al-yawma akmaltu lakum deena. Look how clever this is. Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum. What does that mean? The day when? I completed your religion. فَإِذَا تَرَكَ شَيْئًا مِنَ الْكَمَالِ فَهُوَ نَاقِسِ If I leave something, or if something is taken out after it is complete, what happens to it? It becomes deficient. Let's just say you have that bottle of water there, Mountain Dew. Is that complete or deficient? Why? Huh?
It's not full anymore.
What did you do to it?
I drank it.
You drank it. You drank it. And now it's deficient, sah? So you have the religion of Islam. Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum. All the wajibat, the mustahabbat. It has been what? Completed with all these matters. If I take one thing out, what happens? It's deficient. So if a person now, he's committing, he's praying the salat. Huh? He's paying the zakat. But he's not fasting. He's what? Deficient in his?
Deen.
In his deen. Is that clear? So also, what we agreed in the beginning, that I'm going to teach you about the different firaq. I'm going to teach you what? About the different firaq. And I'm going to conclude the lesson with this. So pay attention here. Huh? You have the murji'ah. One side of the spectrum. They are the people الَّذِينَ يُؤَخِّرُونَ الْعَمَلَ عَنِ الْإِيمَانِ تَأْخِيرَ الْعَمَلِ Who have taken the amal out of al-Iman. They have what? Taken the amal out of al-Iman. So they say, if you say La ilaha illallah and you believe in your heart, your life. Huh? So even if a person does kufr, it doesn't affect it. In other words, no, they're not kufar. There are two different types. You have the murji'at al-fuqaha, people like Imam Abu Hanifa, and also other than him, they fell into this. Imam al-Tahawi. And then you have the murji'at al-mutakallimin, the jahmiyyah. I'm going to explain that in a minute. Just write down murji'ah. Murji'ah, those that have taken the amal out of al-Iman. They have what? Given great significance to just hope. Allahu ghafurur rahim. No matter what you do, Allahu ghafurur rahim. Allah is all forgiving. You'll get forgiven. It's fine. Say it with your tongue, believe in your heart, everything else is fine. Is that clear?
So the Jahmiyyah
murji'ah. They have They're worse than the Murji'ah. They're also known as the Kuffar. They're called the Murji'ah. You can also refer to them as Murji'ah al-Mutakallimin, as Sheikh Salih al-Sheikh mentioned. Na'am, that the Murji'ah are of two types. Na'am. Murji'ah al-Mutakallimin, but just that term you won't find it, you don't find it common. But write down the Jahmiyyah. The Jahmiyyah are those that go back to Jahm ibn Safwan. Kafir. He took his knowledge from Ja'd ibn Dirham. He took his knowledge from Ja'd ibn Dirham. The Jahmiyyah, it comes from the word Jahm ibn Safwan. He took his aqidah from a guy called Ja'd ibn Dirham. But why was he only ascribed to Ja'd ibn Safwan? Because Ja'd ibn Safwan became known, famous for it, and he called to it. Kafir. Even worse, I'll tell you right now. Huh? He took his knowledge from a guy called Ja'd ibn Dirham. And he had a story behind him, he was slaughtered due to his aqidah. Ja'd ibn Dirham. Ja'd ibn Dirham. And he took it from a guy called Bayan ibn Sam'an wa akhadha Bayan an Talut ibn Ukhta Lubayd aw Labid ibn A'sam. So, ala kullin wa akhadha Labid ibn A'sam as-sahir alladhi sahira aw sahara Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam an Yahudi bil Yemen. So do you know who goes back to? The Aqidah goes back to a Jew. Labid ibn A'sam is the guy that gave sihr or did sihr upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he what? Took his knowledge from a Yahudi from Yemen. So ala kullin, as you can see, just looking at the chain of what? Of knowledge, it is corrupt as it is. كَفَى بِذَلِكَ إِشْ خُبْثًا. It is enough for us to say what? What do we learn earlier? In هَذَا الْعِلْمُ دِينَ. Know where you're taking your knowledge from. So just looking at this guy's track record, without even looking at his statements, this guy's got خُبْثًا بَلَاي with him. And he became renowned for it, Jahm ibn Safwan, and that's why you find Jahmiyyah. What do they say the iman is? مُجَرَّدُ الْمَعْرِفَ بِالْقَلْبِ. Forget about all the stuff that we've been learning. They say, if you know who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, then khalas, you're a mu'min. Merely knowing who Allah is. فَيَلْزَمُ عَلَى هَذَا الْمَذْهَبِ الْخَبِيثِ أن يكون فرعون مؤمنا. This necessity, this kind of madhab, to say that iman is just to know. معرفة. Huh? To know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Are you with me? Huh? So the guy that says, I know who Allah is. I know who Allah is. The kafir guy. If he says, I know Allah, this person is a mu'min. So they've entered into al-Islam who? فرعون. لأنه يعترف بقلبه بما جاء بموسى. Because he knew deeply in his heart what? Who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was. لَقَدْ عَلِمْتَ مَا أَنزَلَ هَؤُلَاءِ إِلَى رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ فَهُوَ مُعْتَرِفٌ بِهَذَا بِقَلْبِهِ وَلَكِنَّهُ أَنْكَرَ بِلِسَانِهِ مِنْ بَابِ الْكِبْرِ. He knew this and he admitted to it in his heart. وَلَكِنَّهُ أَنْكَرَ بِلِسَانِهِ. But he what? Rejected and denied it with his tongue. مِنْ بَابِ الْكِبْرِ. Out of what? Arrogance. وَالْبِقَاءَ عَلَى مُلْكِهِ. And also in order to stay in his kingdom. وَإِسْتِكْبَارًا عَمَّا جَاء بِهِ مُوسَى. Also out of arrogance in that which Musa a.s. came with. وَكَذَلِكَ الْمُشْرِكُونَ يَعْتَرِفُونَ بِقُلُوبِ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ وَأَنَّهُ عَلَى الْحَقِّ. And also the mushrik, they used to admit that who the Lord is and who the Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم being upon the truth. What did they say? وَلَئِنْ سَأَلْتَهُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ يَقُولُونَ اللَّهُ. If you ask them who created the heavens and the earth, they say who? Allah. They affirmed some aspects of Rububiyyah. If you ask them who Allah who created heaven and earth, they say Allah. Well, what did they do? Shirkin? And they worship, they took means, going up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They made intermediaries between Allah Azza wa Jal and themselves. And we also enter into Islam who? The uncle of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Talib. He has some lines of poetry, he goes, وَلَقَدْ عَلِمْتُ. You know it, innit? Okay. وَلَقَدْ عَلِمْتُ. I think you mentioned it before. Okay. وَلَقَدْ عَلِمْتُ بِأَنَّ دِينَ مُحَمَّدٍ مِنْ خَيْرِ أَدْيَانِ الْبَرِيَّةِ دِينَا. He made some lines of poetry, he goes, وَلَقَدْ عَلِمْتُ. I have come to know that the deen of Muhammad is from the best of the religions. خَيْرِ أَدْيَانِ الْبَرِيَّةِ دِينَا. Abu Talib. Abu Talib admitted to it. He knew that the religion of Allah and what the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came was truth. لولا الملامة أو حذار مسبتي لرأيتني سمحا بذاك مبينا. Had it not been for people, you know, blaming me, and making me blameworthy, and also people warning and insulting me, you would have seen me, in other words, coming out openly, with clarity, and being forgiving to this religion. So this was Abu Talib. He knew what? The religion of Allah was true. He knew Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But where is he? He's in the fire on Yawm al-Qiyamah. He's what? In the highest part of the fire. The highest part of the fire. And a fire will be lit under his feet. And it will burn him like that.
Lowest is the worst.
Lowest is the worst. But he's in the highest of the fire. Fire is what? Darakat. It has levels going down. إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ فِي الدَّرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the munafiqeen are in the lowest part of the fire. Lowest part. As for him, he's like in the highest part of the fire. It's still not anything, it's still anything like praiseworthy. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us in another hadith, النَّارُ الَّتِي تُوْقِدُونَ جُزْءٌ مِنْ سَبْعِينَ جُزْءٌ مِنْ نَارِ جَهَنَّمْ. The fire that you have in this dunya that you kindle with is 1/70th of the fire in the Yawm al-Qiyamah. Who?
Because Abu Talib, affirmed in heart, but not in action. No, in affirmation, sorry.
He didn't affirm anything. If anything, he helped the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He didn't affirm with his tongue. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is on his deathbed saying, قُلْ لَا إِلَهِ إِلَّا كَلِمَةٌ حَاجِبِكَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. Say لَا إِلَهِ إِلَّا. A speech, a statement that on Yawm al-Qiyamah I will vouch for you. And what? All his other cousins are saying, you had Abu Jahl and things like that. أترغب عن ملة عبد المطلب. Are you now going to the last moment leave and desire away from the religion of Abdul Muttalib? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam repeats, they're going back and forth. So Abu Talib is sitting there and he died upon his shirk and his kufr. So what these people have khubth, the Jahmiyyah have khubth to say mujarrad ish al-ma'rifah bil-qalb. So two firqa that we learned today, what are they? The Jahmiyyah and the Murji'ah. The Jahmiyyah are kuffar, kafir. They negate what? They are mu'attilah. They do ta'til. They negate the sifat in totality. The Jahmiyyah. طيب, I'm going to ask you a few questions now.
They deny the attributes
in totality.
Not the names.
All of it. ولا اسم ولا thing.
The names and the attributes.
Yeah. And they believe in وحدة الوجود. How do they translate that in English? وحدة الوجود?
I know what it is, but I don't know.
From his statements were لا فوق ولا تحت ولا داخل العالم ولا خارج العالم ولا متصل ولا منفصل. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not above. Actually, before I go on to that, describe for me nothing.
Nothing.
Describe for me nothing.
The absence of something. It's not, yes, it's not,
Okay, طيب. He was asked where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. Jamil Safwan. What did he say? لا فوق ولا تحت ولا خارج العالم ولا داخل ولا متصل ولا منفصل. He's not above. He's not below. He's not left nor right. He's not inside the world. He's not outside the world. He is not connected nor is he disconnected. Some of the ulama, they said if he was to be asked to describe nothing, he wouldn't what? Increase on his description of where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. Do you understand what I'm saying? That's what I asked you before I went on to that. خاطر الله. Okay. طيب. If I say now, for example, yeah? If I say, huh? And then pay attention. If I say now, affirmation with the tongue. Affirmation with the tongue. I say, La ilaha illallah. And I don't believe in the i'tiqad. Forget about the i'tiqad. Because what do we mention? Believing in the heart, saying with your tongue, and also what? Action. With the limbs. Na'am. Actions. طيب. If I take out now believing in the heart, what do I do? I made the munafiqun Muslim. Why? Because they said, La ilaha illallah. They said what? La ilaha illallah. And they also what? Prayed. What did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say to them? وَإِذَا قَامُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ قَامُوا كُسَالَى. And when they stand up for prayer, they what? They stand up in a lazy manner. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says in Surah Al-Baqarah, what does he say? وَإِذَا لَقُوا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قَالُوا آمَنَّا. And when they meet you, they say, I believe. I'm with you, bro. I believe. وَإِذَا خَلَوْا إِلَىٰ شَيَاطِينِهِمْ قَالُوا إِنَّا مَعَكُمْ. And when they now go back to their shayateen, their devil friends, yeah? They say, إِنَّا مَعَكُمْ, we are with you. وَإِذَا خَلَوْا إِلَىٰ شَيَاطِينِهِمْ قَالُوا إِنَّا مَعَكُمْ إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُسْتَهْزِيُونَ. He was only mocking them. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ. There is from them that says, آمَنَّا, I believe in the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and also in the day of resurrection, but in reality they're not believers. So saying with your tongue is not sufficient. Saying with your tongue is not sufficient. If a person has no belief and he has no actions in totality, his speech is not going to benefit him as well. Allah also says, يَقُولُونَ بِأَفْوَاهِمْ مَا لَيْسَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ. They say with their mouths that which is not in their hearts. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala defames them time and time and time again. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about the munafiqeen. إِذَا جَاءَكَ الْمُنَافِقُونَ قَالُوا نَشْهَدُ إِنَّكَ لَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. When the munafiqun come to you, they say, we believe, O Muhammad, you are the messenger. We affirm. وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ إِنَّكَ لَرَسُولُهُ وَاللَّهُ يَشْهَدُ إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ لَكَاذِبُونَ. Huh? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala testifies that these hypocrites are kathab, they're liars. So even though they said it with a tongue, they were what? They lied.
Denying it in your heart, that's more big, more dangerous than your
tongue. That's hypocrisy. And you're in the lowest part of the fire. Allah also says, ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ آمَنُوا ثُمَّ كَفَرُوا. They believed, meaning, huh? They believed with their tongues. They said, آمَنَّا with other. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ آمَنُوا. They said with their tongues. ثُمَّ كَفَرُوا أي بِقُلُوبِهِمْ. فَنُطْقُ بِاللِّسَانِ لَا يَكْفِي. فَنُطْقُ بِاللِّسَانِ لَا يَكْفِي. طيب. And one last point. Is that clear now? So if I take out i'tiqad, what do? Who do I enter into Islam? The munafiqun. The munafiqun are our brothers. They're our boys. They're everything. Huh? They're all our friends. There's nothing wrong with them. Because what they did with their tongue and also with their actions. That brings us now to, let's just say now I take out nutq. I take out affirmation with the tongue. My friend John, huh? And also my supervisor, solely believes what? That Islam is the true religion. Wallahi, solely believes it. Believes in her heart, na'am, that Islam is a true religion. Huh? Sometimes she'll even go pray. Sometimes she'll even go pray, for example. And also John will go pray. He'll enter into the masjid and say, let's go pray. Huh? He wants to see how Islam is. And at the same time, he believes in his heart. Can we say this guy is a Muslim? Why? He hasn't affirmed it with his tongue. Affirmation of the tongue. Do you understand now why this whole chapter is important? Who was confused in the beginning, like, what on earth are we talking about? It was a bit like, huh? Are you with me, Shibir? Huh? He was looking at me in the beginning like, bear. Huh?
Yeah.
Is it more clear now? Why? Why it's important? Naam? Tayyib. The last thing. And it's an iltibas. The khawarij. And this is the last point I'm going to mention. And you might as well want to note down who the khawarij are. The word khariji can be used على كل من خرج على الإمام الحق الذي اتفقت الجماعة عليه. Anyone that revolts or goes out against a ruler, a true ruler, a ruler where the jama'a has agreed upon his rulership, يسمى خارجيا سواء كان الخروج في أيام الصحابة على أئمة الراشدين أو كان بعدهم على التابعين بإحسان ولا إمة في كل زمان. Whether this person revolted against the Sahaba, whether this person revolted against the Sahaba, or any ruler that came after them, and any ruler that is in any time, في كل زمان, this person is called a khariji. This person is called a khariji. Even though if you don't believe what? The rest of the i'tiqadat. You don't believe that Ali radiallahu anhu is a kafir, or some of the khawarij they believe, then I'm gonna tell you the reality of who they are. They're also called وَيُسَمُّونَ الْجُفَاتَ النَّوَاسِبْ. They're also known as the nawas. They used to hate the Ahlul Bayt. They're one end of the spectrum when it comes to the Sahaba. Tarafida, huh? What did they do with Ali radiallahu anhu? Ahlul Bayt? They raised him to Uluhiyya. Until wallah, I saw with my own eyes. Rafida going around the Kaaba saying, oh Ali, save us from the fire.
Why did not try stopping me?
Abu Abdullah, it's in the haram. The same time there's maybe 100 of them going together. Then you're not going to find them coming one and two. Huh? Going around the Kaaba. One Egyptian guy shouts out, say Ya Allah! You know, just generally, Egyptians are hot-blooded. Huh? Shouts at them, say Ya Allah! In rage. They start raising their voice even louder. Ya Ali, save us! And they start repeating it louder and louder and louder.
Why did they go to God?
Good question. Why does the... Because, akhi, imagine how they stop them.
Yeah.
What's going to happen? You're going to get fold, akhi. You're going to get fold, even now, akhi, with them still coming to the haram, they're causing so much fawda on the watch, the what you call it, the borders of Saudi Arabia, in Bahrain, in Yemen. Who are the people that took us out of Damaj? The Rafida. Imagine now they stop the Mahdi's that are gonna let the bomb drop. So you have the Rafida who raised Ali, Ahlul Bayt, to such a high position, and then you have the Khawarij, who are also like sometimes of the Nawasib, na'am, who hate Ali radiallahu and they hate Ahlul Bayt. Tayyib, ala kullin, they are a type of Nawasib. Just leave that off for the moment. This is the third firqa that we are learning today. وَهُمَ الَّذِينَ نَصَبُوا الْعَدَاوَةِ عَدَاوَةَ لِعَلِيِّ ابن أبي طالب ومن معه من الصحابة الكرام وحكموا عليهم بالكفر لأن الخوارج منهجهم التكفير. They are the ones that showed enmity to Ali رضي الله عنه and who was with him from the Sahaba, the honorable Sahaba. وحكموا عليهم بالكفر and they ruled against him to be kufr, to have kufr with them. And they said that Ali رضي الله عنه was a kafir. لأن الخوارج منهجهم التكفير, because the ideology of the Khawarij is what takfir. واستحلال دماء المسلمين وأموالهم وأعراضهم. And also they make halal the blood of the Muslims and also the wealth of the Muslim and also the honor. وبسبب الوقوع في المعصية. Why do they do this? If you now do a disobedience, if you do a disobedience, you're a kafir. And I'll tell you why, right now why. And this is related to the iman. What did I mention at the beginning? These three things that I mentioned are what? Of al-iman. They're pillars of al-iman. They'll say to you the same thing. They'll say to you the same thing. نعم. قول وعمل واعتقاد. قول وعمل واعتقاد. They'll say three pillars. They'll tell you also يزيد وينقص. But what do they mean by the action wal-amal? What do we believe? Huh? If a person leaves off an action, what do we believe about him? It's not complete. And I mentioned you all the hadith and things like that. طيب. If someone leaves off an action, is what? His iman is deficient. His iman is deficient. They make every single wajib. Huh? Every single wajib, what? A fundamental, a ruknun. Muhammad, is that clear? They make every single action a ruknun. So if you miss that out, you're gone. We believe that the amal is a pillar, is part of an iman. Huh? لكن هذا العمل أبعاض وأجزاء تتفاوت إذا فات بعضه أو ذهب جزءه منه أو ذهب جزء منه فإنه لا يذهب كله فإنه لا يذهب كله. And we believe that the actions are all part. The different wajibat are part of the action. Picture the amal now as a pizza. The amal as a pizza. Are you getting hungry? طيب, a pizza. And you have the salat as one slice, the siyam as one slice, and the rest of the wajibat as a slice. If I take one slice of the pizza out, what happens? We're going to ask questions. Sah, what happened to the slice of the pizza? If someone goes and buys it and one is missing, we're going to ask, what happened to it? Huh? We might even start blaming the guy that sold us the pizza. Ala kullin. So you take one out, we say that the pizza is deficient. They see one thing that has been taken out, the whole pizza goes in the bin.
They say it's not a pizza
anymore. Huh? It's not a pizza anymore. Best example. It's not a pizza anymore. You understand the difference now?
So when you talk about that, you're talking about that five pillars of Islam, or I don't get exactly what you mean by
it. Okay, the definition of al-Iman. Al-Iman wa an tu'mina billahi is sita sah, is six. That you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His Messenger, the Malaika, until the end of the hadith. That's the pillars. What the Iman, what you have to believe. Otherwise you're gone. It's kufr if you don't believe in any of these. طيب. When we're speaking about Iman, the definition of Iman, what is al-Iman? What is the definition of al-Iman? We mentioned that the definition of al-Iman is a person say affirming it with his tongue, believing in his heart, and also acting upon the Iman. Na'am? We only believe it's kufr and there's an ijma' on this when the whole of amal is negated. We say this person is a kafir. Or it's kufr. Taking amal, يعني, a person that has leaves of actions altogether. But they say if you take one amal out or you do one ma'siyah, kafir. Major sins. Okay, like I said to you, you know the pizza.
Yes.
Let's just say you have 10 slices of pizza. Okay? Or let's just say the amount of wajibat that we have in our religion is 100. You have 100 slices of pizza. They are all what? Actions that you have to do. You have to pray, you have to do siyam, you have to do sadaqah, you have to do this. All of these are actions. طيب. They believe that all these actions are pillars. Are pillars. What did we mention before? What are the pillars? There are 3 pillars. And if one of them, there's a deficiency now, what happens? In the amal, we believe what? His iman is deficient. They believe that every single action, what? Is a ruknun. It's a pillar. So if one pizza comes, one slice of pizza goes missing, one wajibat, huh? Forget about the matter of salat. All of the ulama, they say what? Forget about, I'm talking about the rest of the wajibat. One comes out, gone. Is that clear? And that's the difference between the madhhab Ahl al-Sunnah and the madhhab of the Khawarij and also the Mu'tazila. Khawarij and Mu'tazila are one, but we're going to come into, but I don't want to bombard you with different firq and things like that. But now we learned 3. Naam, we learned 3 of them.
So, now we're saying for all the Mu'tazila,
we learned the Jahmiyyah, Jahm ibn Safwan. طيب. That go back to Jahm ibn Safwan, who took his knowledge from Ja'd ibn Dirham. Huh? Labid ibn A'asim, who was a sahir. It goes back all the way to the sahir, who took his what? Knowledge from who? A Jewish. Jew, na'am. From Yemen. Ala kullin, we learn who the Jahmiyyah are. They say what? The iman is what? To know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To know. Huh? The murja who? Who are the murja? They take the actions out. Who are the third one that we learned? The Khawarij. What do the Khawarij say? They agree with everything that we say, but at the same time, there's a hidden meaning, there's a hidden agenda. The Amal, they say every single action, what is an asal. So if you leave one off, you're a kafir. And what do we say? If you leave one off, your iman is deficient, because we know that the iman goes up and down. Their form of ziyadatul iman wa nuqsanih, huh? Their form of iman increasing and decreasing is what? That the iman either is up or down.
And Jahmiyyah, either it's up or it's lower.
There's no way, yeah.
So does that mean they believe that person can't sin?
Major sin. This topic is very, very deep, but at the moment, if we learn this, inshallah ta'ala, in the future, we'll move into major sins, minor sins, and things like that. Why the Khawarij and this and that, you know? But at the moment, what we're trying to do is trying to establish and also get firm on this matter. Huh? Get firm on this matter. All we need to know now, if they say, you leave off a wajib from the a'mal, طيب, or you do a ma'siyah, your iman goes altogether. You're a kafir, your amal is gone. Okay, inshallah, I think that's enough. Subhanakallah wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.